The following contains images of graphic violence. Viewer discretion is advised.
Well, you see my fist? Yeah, what about it? It's getting ready.
Put your hands on your butt,
Jerry!
Jerry, dude, I can't breathe, man!
No!
Please, Jack! Help me! Help me, please, Jack!
May 15, 2012's Fullerton City Council meeting was the first after the public saw previously concealed security footage of Kelly Thomas getting beat to death by police. The footage was shown in court as a part of a preliminary hearing for Corporal Jason Sinelli and Officer Manuel Ramos, and subsequently released online to the public.
This has been heart-wrenching watching the video last week. With that, we want to hear what you have to say.
Residents and sympathizers waited over 10 months for the footage to be released, so when they had a chance to tell the city what they thought, they didn't hold back.
Because people are pissed, really pissed, especially after seeing that video.
Those police officers were dangerous, and you knew it, you sick man. You watched that video and you kept those police officers on the street.
I had to walk out of that courtroom. I had to walk out when the judge said, can anyone not control themselves? I walked out. That's how bad it was.
You know what? People say I'm rude. I'm not rude. I'm pissed!
The outrage in the room reflected a palpable distress for city officials.
We screamed for months to release that video. You looked at us all with contempt. You called us a mob. Any word you could describe to downplay what we were saying for months.
Cicinelli will stand trial for involuntary manslaughter and excessive force, and Ramos for involuntary manslaughter and second-degree murder. But they may not be the only officers reprimanded. Ron Thomas, Kelly's father, pushed for the firing and arrest of another officer involved, Joseph Wolf, after review of the surveillance tape.
He brutally murdered Kelly, and the two huge elbows that he delivered after the baton strike, you see the big pool of blood form, it crushed Kelly's face in. So this department could have, in fact, arrested him before that, but they haven't done that. He's still being paid. So we're demanding it.
Things are changing in Fullerton. The mayor has already been replaced, and a recall of city council members linked to the police department is in the works.
That's why we're voting you out in a couple of weeks.
Justice for Kelly. Yes, on the recall.
And Ron Thomas has promised to begin protesting in front of the police department again.
If these folks don't want to cooperate, we're going to start our protest again. We're going to be right back out there one more
yes.
time.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
To trust that badge is really, really, really hard to do. And it's going to be hard to do.
There's pre-Kelly Thomas and there's after Kelly Thomas. That is a line in the sand made in blood.
All of the citizen action signals one thing. There will be an act two to the Kelly Thomas story. Hopefully that second act will involve local law enforcement regaining the trust of its citizens. But when something this horrible is caught on tape, it's hard to forget Act 1. For Reason TV, I'm Paul Dietrich.